This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Madness reigns supreme as only one stadium allowed fans in to watch the NFL opener, replete with anti-American kneeling millionaires. And as the COVID backlash candidate platform gains traction, the case against hydroxychloroquine continues to get shuffled into a Mockingbird media closet.
A major setback in the hopes that the drug hydroxychloroquine could be used as a possible treatment for coronavirus. A clinical study indicates the drug touted by President Trump does not work and, in fact, may have a high death risk.
While the real experts continue to pile on the case against the coronavirus lockdown.
Now, this latest study, just out, says they're wrong. Hydroxychloroquine is effective. It's right in the title. Is it effective and safe for the treatment of COVID-19 and may be universally effective when used early before hospitalization?
It is a combination. They've looked at all the studies of hydroxychloroquine over the past few months. The jury is in, and the jury says very clearly, if you look at all the studies, the following is very clear. Hydroxychloroquine is consistently effective against COVID-19 when used early in the right combination with other drugs, and it should be universally available, and universally it can be effective. It goes on to say that it is consistently effective across all studies, and the only studies where it isn't are flawed.
Infectious disease expert and University of Edinburgh professor Mark Woolhouse recently said that the lockdown was a panic measure, and he believes history will say trying to control COVID-19 through lockdown was a monumental mistake on a global scale. The cure was worse than the disease. Woolhouse went on to say that he believes the harm lockdown is doing to our education, healthcare access, and broader aspects of our economy and society will turn out to be at least as great as the harm done by COVID-19. As the latest international testing of hydroxychloroquine treatment of coronavirus showed, countries that had early use of the drug had a 79% lower mortality rate than countries that banned the use of the safe malaria drug. The Washington Post had reported that while there was no vaccine for COVID-19, there is one potentially promising treatment to help people infected with the coronavirus, infusions of antibody-rich plasma from other patients who have had the disease and recovered. A couple months later, the Washington Post again touted the potential of blood plasma, also called convalescent plasma, in treating the virus. But as soon as Trump announced that a breakthrough treatment for the coronavirus, convalescent plasma, had been given emergency approval by the FDA, the Washington Post suddenly said scientists expressed doubts about coronavirus treatment touted as a breakthrough by Trump. Recently, AstraZeneca paused its vaccine clinical trial due to a potentially unexplained illness, which Dr. Fauci flippantly said is not uncommon.
You know, it's not uncommon at all. I mean, you know, we see this generally for the most part, but you don't know until you investigate it. It's an adverse event that's related to something else that just happened to have occurred during the period of time that the clinical trial was on.
Government is going to mandate this product. No matter how grievous your injury or your child's injury, no matter how toxic the ingredient, no matter how sloppy the line protocols, no matter how negligent that company, you cannot sue them or redress. So there's no discovery, there's no depositions, there's no medical malpractice, there's no class actions. Zero consequence if they kill you or they injure you for life.
Fauci covers for a plandemic where the peasants can't have their convalescent plasma or hydroxychloroquine, and many will suffer and die so that Governor Cuomo's book coddles his fragile ego and hides the genocide he waged on thousands of elderly New Yorkers. Fauci will get his payoff, and Bill Gates will achieve his eugenicist victory as the mindless hordes are programmed by a social media-induced imprisonment government following the guidelines of the 2010 Rockefeller lockstep scenario published in Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. The CDC had to finally admit that only 6% or less than 10,000 deaths had been directly attributed to the COVID-19 pandemic from the beginning, revealing a plandemic so massive that we can hardly wrap our minds around it. John Bound reporting.
We'll be right back. That key reports at band.video. Only you can save lives.
This is going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy it. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Censorship is because the social engineers know what they're selling is very unpopular, very destructive, it's going to kill the third world, impoverish and enslave the first. So remember, they count on you being silent. They count on you not speaking out. I went down to the river today. They call it Lady Bird Lake. It's a river, the Colorado River, and swam about a mile. And when I got out of the water and walked back to my car, I talked to every person on the way, about 20 people. Half of them were listeners and shook my hand. The other people seemed responsive when I exposed to them that COVID-19 is about 100 times less lethal than the flu now. And that Fauci's now come out and said you should take vitamin D and vitamin C, something he said don't do before. He knows how criminal he is, and he knows all these big medical doctors are forming coalitions against him for daring to say you don't need essential vitamins and minerals when their own NIH website says you will die without them. But the United Nations will openly censor you if you try to still tell people that vitamin D, C, and then, of course, things like zinc are essential. So I have hundreds and hundreds of incredible reports, but that's our top story, what the United Nations is doing. Again, thank you for joining us on this September 14th, Monday transmission, 49 days out from the historic election. We have Brian Ross, a great investigative journalist, reporter, self-help guru, viral sensation, joining us in the third hour. Gerald Celente will host the fourth. But I do want to, coming up at the bottom of the hour, open the phones up on a large range of specific topics. So let me just tell you what's coming up. This is a town hall article. Big Tech removes a video from prominent think tank for contradicting WHO on coronavirus. The Hoover Institution at Stanford University, doesn't get more establishment and elitist than that, said the United Nations should not be in control of the U.S. healthcare system, and that it was a threat to national security. And so that was removed by all the big tech. So you can't see it. Did you hear what I just said? We're under the UN right now. Not just our medical. All the blue cities are under UN. This is a strategic plan to collapse the United States. But now something you heard here 20 years ago is now mainstream news. And it's now the Hoover Institution coming out saying we cannot have the United Nations dictate health care, especially when a lot of what they said is false. Strong cities set up by Obama put local cities under UN control and local police departments. borders are going under UN control. Trump understands this and pulled us out of the WHO. He needs to pull us completely out of the criminal organization that is the United Nations. Because that's the parallel governmental system that the Democrats are taking orders from and have sworn allegiance to. So that is all coming up today. That's just one article. And I was already intending to come on here today and say our top story is that the United Nations, more and more, is in control of everything we do. That's a foreign outside group conquering us that says that communist China is the model we should live under and that we should be on permanent lockdown and have our children taken from us if we supposedly have COVID when 90% of the tests are false positive. And it's now probably, the numbers are showing, not 10 times weaker than the flu, but in most areas like Hawaii or Australia, 100 plus times weaker. So everything now revolves around the fact that there is a planetary, authoritarian, corporate world government that set up China as the model that works through the UN, the Bill and Melinda Gates, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds control. And they are now taking control of the nation states and now have standardized lockdowns or house arrest, martial law, all over the planet and have simply circumvented the central governments that aren't under their total control, like the UK and the United States and Sweden. And that's why the UN now shows up in events in Texas and Utah at city buildings and hotels and at public convention centers and says, we are United Nations forces. You are not allowed to come into this facility or have press. Obama administration, the UN announced global police force to fight extremists in the U.S. I've played the clips of Loretta Lynch on the show. And next that leads us to James Mattis denounces President Trump, describes him as a threat to the Constitution, the side of the Atlantic. The key fake news outfit, right after it came out that Mattis has been plotting a coup, a military coup against the president, which is truly a threat to the Constitution, and it's made the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley, have to come out and say that's illegal and we will not be part of this attempted coup. That two members of the Armed Services Committee, one CIA, one Clinton Foundation, sent letters to Milley last month asking him to prepare for the arrest of Trump and his cabinet and of his main supporters. You say, well, they'll never do this. Oh, they're certainly trying. Meanwhile, Newsom signs bill removing automatic penalty for consensual sex acts involving minors down to age 14. As you can see, it looks like scenes of hell out of California with the fires where they have had hundreds of arrests for arson. Videos of arsonists setting roads on fire, mediums on fire, firebombing fields in high winds. They arrest them. They're Antifa. They're BLM. It comes out in the local newspapers and Facebook and the rest of them block it and say there is no arson. Even though the last big fire in Colorado, they admitted, was an arsonist. I mean, what does Earth First do? What does the Animal Liberation Front do? They go and they burn down ski resorts. That's what these people do, and they're making their move against the American middle class and against our economy to destroy it so the big mega banks can dictate our surrender, and that's what they talk about in the whole Cloward and Piven documents. So this is a strategic plan laid out and prepared a very, very long time ago. We'll be laying it all out. As the dangers rise, many fear their California dream is fading. But Governor Newsom says it's climate change. Well, yes, humans came in and built fire breaks, and so the area that was bad for fires before we did it stopped having the big fires because they were stopped by fire breaks. But in the 70s, California passed laws banning fire breaks. In the 80s, the feds did in most areas. And so now the state is a giant tinderbox. And even state agency heads said this is from lack of fire breaks and lack of management of the forest. But that's okay, because Newsom wants to drive everyone out of the state into the other states to bring the whole country down. That is the larger strategic plan. Just like the NFL, they don't care if they lost 40% of their ratings a few years ago. They're back again. They never really recovered with not coming out for the national anthem, kneeling for the national anthem, a bunch of spoiled brats working for a corrupt mega-globalist corporation, never saying a word about the slave camps in China, the coaches wearing bubbles over their heads and disgusting virtue signaling. This is the land of the slaves, the home of the cowards, empty moronic idiots. Living in a country built on people that were rugged individualists that stood up for human freedom, pissing all over their birthright, and even destroying their viewership because it's an attack. America is under economic, cultural, financial, and physical attack by a consortium of multinational corporations controlling China and directed by the United Nations, put in power by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record. And they are now making their move against you. I mentioned some of what's coming up. We also have the execution and shooting of police all over the country being celebrated by the Democratic Party and their official organs. We'll cover it all.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Out. The most important election in world history, a referendum between the forces of good, Christianity, national sovereignty, capitalism, the right to self-defense, a pro-human future, versus the globalists and their order that can only be described as purely anti-human and satanic. I am your host, Alex Jones. I am extremely thankful and honored to be here today with you. Now, every time I'm about to go on air and I look at the news and I look at the clips and I look at the information and I know the backstory, I just marvel how dead on we've been. Because let me be honest, I've been very ashamed of myself in the last 25, 26 years having to tell people things this horrible. I just genetically, it doesn't feel good at a cellular level to always give people bad news. But another part of me felt good doing it, knowing it was the right thing to do so that people could get prepared. But I don't like having to sit there and walk by people at a park that are picnicking with their kids and walk over and say, you know, they're tainting vaccines with sterilants and chemicals to brain damage and sterilize your children. But I have a responsibility to do that now to everyone I see. And I do it in grocery stores, and I do it on the street, and I do it at restaurants. And I mean, it's horribly obnoxious. But you know what? It's not. I was brought up to think that's obnoxious, but it's not. That's how we're going to defeat the enemy. And so I basically, unless I'm in a total hurry, talk to almost everybody I come by. And if we all start doing that, it's over for the New World Order. Because what they're selling is so artificial and so evil. But I want this to sink in for you right now. The United Nations is a corrupt, child trafficking, narcotics dealing, above the law, criminal organization that absolutely hates the people that are under its control. And many third world countries are run by the United Nations and treat the third world like total slaves and want to keep them poor, want to sterilize them, want to dumb them down and have total disdain and set up IMF and World Bank deals to keep the third world in poverty and control. And that's all come out with documents that have been released in John Perkins and the UN documents and all the IMF and World Bank documents. And the UN admits that they're actually killing people with their vaccines. I mean, the evidence goes on and on. To even start getting into the United Nations, to even start talking about all of the outrageous crimes they've committed is dizzying. But know this. Their World Human Rights Board is headed up by Communist China, Saudi Arabia, and other incredible anti-human tyrannies. It's a joke. And the United Nations was set up by the Rockefellers and Rothschilds on record to take over national sovereignty and finally dissolve our military and disarm our populations for total control. And that's its admitted founding plan, but not for peace, but so no one can oppose it. And now Joe Biden comes out and says, we're going to take the semi-autos from the American people, right as leftist, Antifa, and BLM riot across the country and threaten Americans in their homes. Joe Biden calls to ban the assault weapons. And we have the clip. We have the tweet. It's up at gatewaypundit.com. It's up at InfoWars.com. But let's look at this first. This is so huge. It's not a town hall. It has links to the Stanford University and the Hoover Institution. So you don't get more establishment than the Hoover Institution. Now, you saw Cedars-Sinai 6 months ago. Trump said, hey, They've got likes they can put down your throat into your bronchioles that kills viral infections. Cedar Sinai had a video out saying it was true. It was banned. And then you've seen the thousands of other cases. Well, look at this. This is the Hoover Institute saying it's wrong to censor doctors and local hospitals with treatments that they say work. This is an American. It's dangerous to only follow what the United Nations says. And that was censored. And even in the interview with their fellows, they prostrate themselves and go, I'm not a COVID denier. She had to first say, oh, it's real. But then even the CDC statistics, that it was almost 100 times weaker than what they previously said, those are censored. So listen to this. This is the UN in control. Big Tech removes a video from prominent think tank for contradicting the WHO on coronavirus. So Big Tech takes its orders, not from the American people, not from Congress, not from the law, but from the UN. So Congress won't do anything. Congress won't stand up. But the UN's in charge. The Hoover Institution at Stanford University is one of the most prominent think tanks in America. Its fellows are some of the most accomplished in the respective fields. But that doesn't matter to Big Tech. YouTube recently removed a June 23rd interview its senior fellow, Dr. Scott Atlas, did with the Hoover because it goes against the World Health Organization's position on the Wuhan coronavirus. We have a banned video section of banned.video, the most banned. We're going to get that interview. We're going to find it, and we will. We're going to post it in the next hour to banned.video. According to Avik Roy, president of the Foundation for Research and Equal Opportunity, the decision was made because the video contradicts, this is a quote, the World Health Organization or local health authorities, medical information about COVID-19. But that's an out for them. The UN censors the local health authorities. In the interview description, it explains that Atlas is not a COVID-19 denier, but that the one-size-fits-all approach we are currently using is overly authoritarian. Oh, inefficient and not based on science. Ooh. Moreover, he argues an economic shutdown and all of the attendant issues that go with it is a terrible solution. The transcript is still available online here. We're going to find the video, but we're going to post this article with the full transcript. Hoover Institute on COVID-19 authoritarianism, censored by the United Nations. Hoover Institute censored by the United Nations / Big Tech for criticizing COVID response. Read full transcript here. That's what we'll put up. As Molly Hemingway pointed out, the decision to remove this is utterly terrifying because the World Health Organization has a track record of being wrong with alarming frequency. But even if they were right most of the time, who died and made them God? First it's private citizens like Alex Jones, then it's scientists and nurses and doctors and Cedar Sinai, and now it's the Hoover Institute. And we've got the banned video on there about UV light and COVID. All of this is facts. And that's why they don't want you to know about it. And they go on to say, but beyond that, in America, there must be ability to hear other perspectives. Really? Well, don't tell Big Tech, the so-called liberals, that, because they're not liberals. They're fascist, communist, absolute authoritarian, make the Nazis blush, monsters above the law that don't pay any taxes and are offshore living on giant estates with jumbo jets and kidnapped slaves. They're scum. They're monsters. They're drug addict filth. They're the trash of the earth that have nothing but disdain for you and your family. I've got the latest on COVID and how the whole hoax is coming down. Now Fauci even said, okay, take your vitamin C and your D3 because that little murderer knows that that's blown up in his face saying don't take it and that's the main cause that any virus will kill you if you're deficient in those. Fauci is a murdering globalist criminal who engineered the virus to take control of humanity at Wuhan Lab. He is a criminal.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my
human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support what you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Take you live.
to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Remember last October, November, and December, I said the archetypal image was an astronaut in a national park in front of a creek with big redwood trees and mountains behind him. And I said the archetypal image that I pick up is a bioweapon, or the pretext of a bioweapon, that humans can't be safe in their environment and have to live in bubbles. And then I said the next big archetype is red clouds over America. And now look at the West Coast, if you're a TV viewer. You see, the subconscious mind, the connection to the spirit, the connection to the infinite is real, but we see through a rose-colored darkly. That's a rose-colored darkly. A distortion. The universe is too big, too infinite to be able to consciously absorb it, but unconsciously we have a chance to begin to plumb its depths. And everything the enemy does is about turning that power off. You're not going to be able to use those powers to pick the winning lottery ticket. But when you're doing it for the right reasons, you'll be able to know what the enemy's going to do next if you simply relax and make a connection to God and really want to know the secrets of the universe for the right reasons. You will be given those secrets. But then you'll have to ask yourself the question, are you going to have the courage in the moment to do what's right? Go through the artificial pain for a few minutes to protect yourself and the innocence forever. That's the allegory of the cheesy movie, but it's a good book, Dune, where he has to stick his hand in the pain induction box and hold it there while it's bubbling and melting away. Then, of course, it's all pain by induction and creates an artificial hologram of his hand melting off. But he's able to do it because he's not an animal. He's able to go through the pain and control his mind and lock it off and know that he has to go through that to physically survive. But they know how to prod us and probe us and manipulate us to where we think giving in to the pain induction gets us ahead, but all they're doing is maneuvering us, herding us into a slaughterhouse. People say, well, how do you handle the pain of being demonized, attacked, lied about? I expect that. I'm not trying to glad hand around and social climb and just tell people what they want to hear so I can be part of a rotting, collapsing system. I want to rebuild the system and have a pro-human future. And the United Nations was founded by social Darwinists to carry out the orderly dumbing down and extermination of humanity. And they've been trying it for over 100 years, the same group. And they mean business, and they're now finally getting us in the position to be able to carry that out. But they're not going to be able to carry this out if we say no. The problem is they are now in the normalization mode where you wake up and the UN is in control of the media and of the universities and of the institutions and of the think tanks. And communist China is wedded to it and has total control in their response over our response. And now they tell us our military is going to be under the UN and our police are going to be under the UN. It's not coming. It's here. And now we're at the moment of truth where we have to reject it. But, you know, I always knew who was going to reject it. It's going to be the power structure that began the sellout of America and bought into this whole world government kumbaya. We're going to have a non-authoritarian world government to end war. Now everybody in the CIA, the FBI, the Hoover Institute, the Ford, the Carnegie, who aren't the very top of it, are going, we're actually going to get rid of everybody? We're not going to have any speech, even for academics? We're not going to be able to say, hey, turns out the virus is a lot less lethal than they said, and China's open for business, but we're not? And now they're saying we'll never take masks off, and we'll have all these forced inoculations? And that sounds scary. I don't want to do that. And they're like, well, you're censored. You're fired. Shut up. See, now You're all silenced because you didn't build your own infrastructure. And I'm talking the establishment. You thought you were the establishment. Now you learned they don't need an establishment anymore. They have computers. They have technocracy. They have centralization. So let's just look at some of these headlines. Big tech now censoring biggest think tanks in the U.S. that call for the reopening of the economy. You're not allowed to ever do that. You're not allowed to have speech. You're not allowed to say you want to brave the elements. No, the UN and big tech said so. And they say so in China. Meanwhile, CNN medical analyst calls indoor Trump rally negligent. Homicide suggests Trump should shake some hands. Well, yeah, it's not even as deadly as the flu. He should. Global COVID-19 cases top 29 million after WHO reports record jump. Live updates, but not record deaths. All hype, all fake tests, all fraud. Fauci, I'm taking vitamin D supplements. We'll play the clip in a moment. To help prevent COVID, a gram of vitamin C would be fine. Oh, can I have a glass of water a day too? Oh, Fauci. But he's doing that because he before said, oh, don't worry, no. Supplements don't help you. Vitamin D3 and zinc and C, they don't help you. And they've had the FBI raid medical doctors who are prescribing vitamin C as a preventative. SWAT teams with machine guns. Because it was not authorized by who? The United Nations! Yay! You wake up and you're a slave. But there's such a backlash to this little rat, this little monster. Oh, is oxygen essential too? How about water? And I told you, I've sat there in offices with business owners, lawyers, you name it, former high-level federal agents. And they go, Alex, be honest with me. Does vitamin D3 really help? Or, hey, Alex, I've heard you talking about zinc. You got some trouble with that, didn't you? I mean, the UN says that there's nothing helps. And one time I just went, F you, man. I said, you're an idiot. I mean, I cannot handle grown men that are willfully idiots. But I'm telling you, the more professional somebody is in America, the dumber they are. Willfully stupid. I know people that work in all these courthouses and stuff, and they say the judges are the most afraid of COVID. It's all just getting into fear and getting into little diapers they put on their faces, and it's all about selfishness. And so they create rituals of how they can be selfish and weird and scared and get into all this crap because they're a bunch of domesticated, idiotic cowards. Here, let's go out to break with Fauci and that horrible little voice of his. Talking about, oh, yes, now you're allowed to have it because he said so. Here it is.
It's not something that you can recommend. But there are two vitamins that you should consider. For example, if you are deficient in vitamin D, mm-hmm. That does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection. So I would not mind recommending, and I do it myself, taking vitamin D supplements. The other vitamin that people take is vitamin C because it's a good antioxidant. So if people want to take a gram or two at the most of vitamin C, that would be fine. So
oh, that would be fine.
C and vitamin D, okay.
Oh, thank you, you little demon. Oh, did you hear Fauci said we need oxygen? Oh, thank you, Fauci. But he didn't tell you the most important one because he wants a high death rate. That's why I recommended sending folks to the nursing home to kill them. Zinc, you will die without it. That's the main thing that stops replication of viruses and mitochondria. Zinc, you little filthy rat, you little murderer. Burn in hell, murderer. Burn in hell, Fauci. We'll get you. Don't worry, murderer.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Implementing the worldwide collapse and the extra 8 million people that have starved to death this year. Hundreds of millions waiting to die. Going hungry every day. Shriveling up till a regular virus comes by and kills them because they're malnourished. When you look at Fauci and Bill Gates, they are the main architects. They cooked it up. They ran the plan with the Rockefeller Foundation. They engineered the whole deal. And the, oh, just 15 days, oh, just 2 more months, just 3 more months, just 6 more months. Now it's never go back to normal. I said 2 years a few months ago. No, sorry. Never shake hands again. Never. You need everything's over. Okay. Because that's what Bill Gates wants. Remember Fareed Zakaria 5 months ago said things will never go back to normal. And Gates goes, that's right. And started laughing and smiling. And it was so beautiful. It was so good. Because they believe they're saving the earth by reducing the population and lowering your consumerism, which you could say we consume too much, we're wasteful, humans do hurt the environment in many cases. But you have a bunch of rich robber barons that are super corrupt with jumbo jets and five kids apiece and everything, say we're going to die. And the average liberal leftist goes to school and learns there's too many people and that humans are bad, but they pretend like they're not being targeted. These guys want to get rid of almost everybody. And they want to stunt human development and all the rest of it. We've developed all these clean technologies. And the globalists act like they're the guardians of the earth. They're the ones destroying the earth. So again, you have the UN now telling the Hoover Institution that they can't have a YouTube on their channel talking about how COVID was exaggerated and how the lockdown is going to cause millions and millions more dead from suicide and lack of medical attention and starvation than COVID, which is an admitted fact. They didn't even criticize that the UN's info was all wrong in their video. They just said it's wrong to have the UN in control. And, of course, you can't say you don't want the UN in control. That's not allowed. And, of course, now, we told you 6 months ago the shortages were going to start. The food prices would go up. And you're already seeing it here. And now mass starvation in the third world. So when you see Fauci, you're seeing someone causing millions to die. But CNN and MSNBC aren't going to tell you that most of the dead are going to be in Africa. They're going to show a cop once a month that might shoot a black person in the wrong. Thousands dead black males a year in Chicago by other black males. No one cares. But they'll show you the cop that might shoot somebody in the wrong. Usually turns out that's not true. And man, then cops get shot all over the country. It's like 6 or 7 cops have been killed in the last week. 2 more shot almost, you know, in critical condition in L.A. yesterday. And then Black Lives Matter went to the place and chanted, "We hope you die." Play the video next hour. And then major Democratic Party groups like the Gravel Institute said police lives do not matter. Folks, they just are sicking the general population on the police to drive the police into submission. The left wants control of the police to come for the guns and to come enforce the COVID garbage. They want control of police policy, and they're getting it in most areas. And they just send in these mindless idiots to say, "We hope that your compatriots, your Confederates, we hope your other police officers die." And they say, "We're going to kill you. We hope you die." Bang, bang, oink, oink. They wonder why the cops put their hands on their guns when a mob of people come to a hospital where people are fighting for their lives and say, "We want you dead." I have stacks of videos of Trump supporters being shot, stabbed, beaten, children having eggs thrown in their faces, and the media defending it and saying it's a good thing. Because this media is bought and paid for by multinational corporations that never get held accountable and are trying to break this country up and just sit there and allow America to be put in the bacon grease. Firebombings all over the West Coast. I've seen 5 arrest videos of them catching people with cans of gasoline in fields in Oregon and California, setting fields on fire and setting medians on fire. These Antifa people and Black Lives Matter attendees have been arrested and charged. And when it starts coming out that the people that set the fires in Oregon were Antifa, what happens? What happens, ladies and gentlemen? Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of them in unison ban it and say there is no arson because Governor Newsom says it's not arson. Smiling, more American psycho than anything I've ever seen, looking like he just won the lottery. Just like when Bill Gates talks about everything collapsing and America being over, and there's Gavin Newsom up there like he just got immortal, eternal life. Because they're going to collapse the United States. This is a foreign, multinational attack to bring down the United States. Dozens of arrests in Oregon, catching them in the act. There's a bunch of these videos. You see the cops pull up and they see a guy in a pickup setting fires. They follow him. He drives and starts setting another one. Just running around setting fires everywhere. And then the governor gets up there, the globalist governor on the Chinese payroll, and says, nobody's attacking you. There's nobody doing this. There's no such thing as Antifa. And its citizens, by the way, also, they're now catching people. There are now citizen militias. They're just forming. And they are now apprehending and arresting people, burning down buildings, burning down crops, burning down everything. All right, I'm going to start the next hour, give the number out, and I'll get to all those clips I just mentioned to you. But this is just incredible. Absolutely incredible that you wake up and this is going on. They're attacking our dollar. They're attacking our military, the police, local governments are directing the takedown and the collapse of the cities, the mayors, the governors in blue states, because this is the organized military, economic, cultural, spiritual attack to bring down the country. And they're demoralizing us with pedophile TV shows. And all of this, admittedly, you know, I sent some crew to the Sundance Film Festival 2 years ago. And I came, and they came back and told you that they said the main mission, as they got into some of the inner meetings, were to destroy America and destroy everybody's morale and create a race war. And that's why you turn on Netflix and it is like the most America-hating garbage, human-hating, family-hating, suicides exploding, because that's their goal. But ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to lay down to this. I'm going to tell you again, though. There's already a global depression. Whether Trump wins or loses, things are going to be hard. You need to get high-quality, affordable food now. It's the no-brainer thing. We have the best company, the biggest company, the highest quality, the best containers. It lasts the longest. And you go right to the head of the line at InfoWarsStore.com. 1 to 2 weeks delivery of My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. We have their full selection. They're in our back end. We're partners with them. And you notice you don't hear them advertising on all the other big talk shows. I'm a partner. That's why we're able to even still sit here and have it for you. And that's why you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com, because they believe in what we're doing. They believe in our mission. The owner of it is here with us right now in our studios today, Matt Redhawk. He doesn't want to come on air, but he's working very closely with us to make sure you get right to the front of the line when you get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I would not wait until the next big attack or the next big war that starts or the next big economic crisis that the globalists are going to pull. I would get storable food now. I would get water filtration with the Alexa Pure Breeze, also made by Matt Redhawk. They went out and got top fern to make the very best gravity-fed filter out there. It's the highest-rated gravity-fed filter. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We also have the Save InfoWars, Save the Republic, Save Yourself super sale, up to 60% off and free shipping on DNA Force Plus. That is so good for your mitochondria and your cells, the number one thing to clean out your cells and make them be very, very healthy. All shirts available at $17.76 plus free shipping. 8-pack Power Stack is selling out, but despite that, we have it at 60% off plus free shipping. 8-pack Power Stack with X2 spray, 60% off as well. Survival Shield X2, bag and stock, 50% off. That is so good. Essential for your body. One of the other big missing links. Heart and body combo, VasoBeat for your vascular system, your heart. ExtendoWise that work together like a horse and carriage. Vasodilation, nitrous oxide in the blood. Learn what that does. Nascent Iodide Power Pack, X2 and X3, 50% off. Plus free shipping. Prostagard, that's got the zinc and the salt palmetto and so much more. So good for your whole body, your immune system, not just your glands. And not just for men, folks, though it's for men. It's women love it. $19.95 plus free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll back in stock, $29.95. Leading competitors were $60 for this, folks. It has free shipping, highest quality. Alexa Pure Breeze, 4-stage ion filter. Free shipping, $149.95. Leading competitors are $400. Ultimate Krill Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. And that funds our operation. I salute you, and I thank you all for your support. You're keeping us on air at the most critical time. The globalists cannot stand it. So, again, I thank you.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.